Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Grocery shoppers are like snowflakes, no two alike. Most of them have one thing in common, though. They are indifferent to the rules of the road regarding grocery carts. There was a time when walking down the aisle was a special event in my life. Now, when I walk down the aisle, I have to dodge other old people pushing battering rams disguised as grocery carts. It's a demolition derby in slow motion. An operator's license should be required to drive one of these things, especially in the produce section where frequent turns are often required. You'd see the crowds thin out in a hurry. I don't believe that the discourtesy is intended in most cases. We just get so focused on our task that we forget we are surrounded by others on the same mission. Come on, people. Would we be allowed to park our car in the middle of Central Avenue while we shopped for milk of magnesia at CVS? Why is it okay to park a cart in a narrow lane at Kroger's and wander off in search of the best deal on canned tuna? And don't get me started on the wobbly wheels on grocery carts. If these were used cart lots, not even Honest Eddie would take these things. I've learned from experience to avoid the older, slightly rusting carts. Now when I grab a cart at Kroger's, I try to get one of the newer ones decked out in shiny black trim. They're not yet abused, and their wheels generally reach the ground without spinning like a top. Tell you a secret, if I get a cart with wobbly wheels, I put it back and grab a different one. Tell me you haven't done the same thing. I have to admit, I do my part to abuse grocery carts. I can shove a cart halfway across the parking lot to the cart corral, and occasionally even land it on target. A word of advice here, don't park your car next to the cart corral, despite the convenience. It's not worth a ding in the door. Of course, if I have no choice but to park next to the corral, I run the risk of being the guy whose car is hit by an errant cart shoved from 30 feet away by someone with less accuracy and far more indifference than me. It's a risk-reward thing, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. Which is a better parking spot, close to the store's front entrance or close to the cart corral? I suppose there's a PhD thesis somewhere that explores the matter. If you've seen it, please share. In my defense, sometimes I take my cart to the corral and push the half dozen or so carts into a neat row to help the kid who has to take them all back into the store. It's a gesture that satisfies my need for organization. What a thankless job the cart kid has, especially in the rain or the snow, and especially when a customer has unloaded his cart in the far reaches of the parking lot and left it there. If it's pouring rain or if the snow is ankle deep, I can understand someone's need to just unload the cart, get in the car, and go. The experts say that a grocery cart should last 5 to 7 years. Well, not if I'm driving it, it won't.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.